So what did you do with Madonna? Madonna fell down.
Madonna.
She slipped on the bleachers.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought maybe it was just part of the show.
That's what I did, too. I asked my mom, like, was that intentional, or?
Did she just fall down?
Yeah. Where, yeah, she was
why
close.
Does it always sound like Roberta is over?
She's
like,
doing the dishes.
The left.
Yeah, I'm doing the dishes.
Good, okay. Yeah. Get the especially the plate that I use all the time on there. Make sure that's really clean, will you, Roberta?
I mean, the saying that I'm off mic is the pot calling the kettle black, Doug.
How's that?
Ooh! Wow, left jab.
How is it that that's the... Why is that the pot calling the... I plan to be off mic when I'm off mic.
Oh, you plan it, I
do.
See.
As okay. I go over here to get something...
Maybe we should start a new revolution. Let's all do our radio
show. All right, everybody do the show from way back over here.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Good day, program. Dr. Pam Popper will join us in a moment. We're going to talk about what those food labels
probably
really
show.
Mean later on. Speaking of mean, Roberta Fasanelli has the queen of cheap material up at DougStephan.com. Also today, the story that I take a deep breath whenever I see and or hear one of these, because you have to wonder how it is that people look. It's all about perspective. You've heard of the sickening rug phenomenon. There's a picture of a black and white patterned rug. And if you look at it for 5 minutes, it gives you motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's crazy.
It really is. It's one of those strange things that you would find probably only here. The carpet image doesn't move. The people don't move. But folks who stand on the carpet and look at it report feelings of motion sickness.
Up so it's an optical illusion.
Nausea.
That makes you nauseous and dizzy.
It messes with your brain.
Yeah. Mm. Nauseogenic properties is what they refer to with the researchers. That's the official term, Richie, for this.
I knew that.
Repetitive black and white.
Hey.
Well, I'm just getting you back for all of the shots you've taken.
But, hey, look at zebras. It's pretty much how a zebra works. They run in packs. The black and white stripes confuse the aggressor.
When you become disoriented or nauseous or dizzy when you're looking for zebras?
I've seen lions trip and fall. I'm not chasing them down to Serengeti.
You're yanking.
No, but I'm going to get one of these rugs, so when I have a party and I want people to go home, I'm going to be like, hey, guys, look at my new rug. And everybody will think they can go home.
You put on like some weird music that'll make them leave right away. Yeah. We have our we want people to leave music. We go, oh, listen to this song, right. And like people go, gotta go now.
Rolling out the welcome wagon.
So take a look, but not for too long, at the sample of the rug at DougStephan.com. It's a black and white pattern. Seems to be very simple.
I'm going to get one for you for Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Rich, very much. That would be very helpful. Time to shape up your finances. TurboTax wants you to enter to win a brand new laptop and the premier TurboTax preparation software, or one of 20 other runner-up prizes. $50 worth of home office supplies, like the new desk organizer or a new headset. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund. This contest will end on March 4th, 2012. To enter, and for complete official rules, visit DougStephan.com. You'll see the TurboTax logo all over the place. Just click on it where it says TurboTax, choose easy. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Dr. Pam Popper here now with her visit. I've been looking at food labels and trying to figure out what they really mean. The claims that are made on food labels, not always the truth, the whole truth, and
nothing but a bunch of lies. And
you have to get Fooducate, you guys. Have I told you about
that? Yeah, I do. I have that.
What is it?
It's an app. It's called Fooducate. You download it to your phone, and you can scan the barcode of any product that's obviously not a fruit or vegetable, and it gives you a healthier alternative. It tells you how it rates, and they give them a grade, like a B+, a C+, a D+, and then it tells you about any ingredients that you should be worried about in the product.
But it's really cool. Labeling, Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not, is a load of junk. They all go to the legal department. They say, okay, if we fudge this fact or lie about this ingredient, how much is it going to cost us in fines? And they go, okay, we can live with that. Run with it.
Well, I think the issue is that this is an easy way to teach people to read labels, and this is what we do at our office. First of all, you ignore everything on the front of the box that means nothing, or the front of the package. You ignore the silly nutrition facts label, which is completely useless, and it allows fortified cereals to look like great food, and they're not. So what you do is you look at the ingredients list, and the first thing you ask yourself is this ingredients list really, really long? And if it is, you put it back on the shelf, because there's nothing good going to come out of that. And if it's a short list, you read it, and if it includes terms that you understand, like basil, oregano, oats, you know, those are words we all know, and then you put it in your cart, and if it contains a bunch of stuff that you don't know what the heck it is, then you put it back on the shelf. And you would be surprised when you apply that how much of this garbage you avoid. The problem is that that food companies, and they learned a long time ago, and they have sales data to prove it, learned that when you can make claims about your product, in other words, if you can fortify white bread with omega-3 fatty acids and then make some kind of ridiculous claim about your silly product, you're going to sell more of it. So they've lobbied Congress, and we know the FDA is a toothless agency anyway that allows a lot of structure-function claims about single nutrients, and it applies to foods, and we could go on and on about this, but the bottom line is that most of these companies are operating within the law, but it really doesn't change anything for the consumer, because you have to sort out all these silly claims that have been negotiated through congressional reform and FDA positioning letters and blah, blah, blah. And so the consumer just has to simplify it down in order to save their sanity.
Well, we all know that the FDA and the USDA, most of the other government agencies, are impacted by the amount of money that's spent by the big, big, big companies to influence politics with congressional donations and expensive lobbyists and all that sort of thing. But let's get down to maybe a lower level, Pam. Pam Popper is here with us. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. The term free range. Some people feel better about eating eggs or poultry that come from so-called free-range birds. They imagine the birds to be living normal lives, not confined, and I wonder if that's always the case.
Well, the free range doesn't mean anything. What really means something is organic, and even that, you know, I know there's some questions about it, but at least if you're buying a product that's labeled organic when it comes to animal foods, you know that the animal has not been given antibiotics, steroids, and hormones, and has been fed food appropriate for the species. Now, there are problems with enforcement. I mean, people say, well, that doesn't mean everything. You're right, but at least it is a barrier to bad things happening. This term free range, letting the chickens run around while you give them antibiotics as a growth promoter, doesn't really protect you much in terms of the consumer, which is why I really encourage people, if they're going to continue to consume animal foods, that they actually look for that organic label.
I watched Food Inc. last weekend on Netflix, and it was fascinating how...
Pretty telling. Do the same thing with Farmageddon, Richie, if you haven't seen
and
that.
And Forks Over Knives, all of them, yes. But I thought it was fascinating the fact that in America we love the white meat, so they feed the chickens the right hormones and the right chemicals to pump up the breast to get more breast meat. And they compared a chicken from like 1970-something or other to a chicken of now. I know. She has all those chemicals. So if you say free range, what you're saying is they still pump all those chemicals in and get the most of the white meat.
They can.
The other thing with free range is the USDA, this is how corrupt they are. They say anything labeled free range means it has outdoor access for some undetermined period every day. So it could be 5 minutes, could be 5 hours, this is the kind of stuff that drives people nuts if you really look into it. And this is how corrupted this process is.
If it says on the package, no hormones, no antibiotics, no this, no that, no this, no that, is there another way for them to pump up the chicken so that it gets a 3-pound breast?
Well, that's not, I think, the point. The point is that there's no enforcement. And while enforcement is admittedly lax, if you've got that certified organic label, you're making a statement about the way that this is done, and there is some enforcement. Now, that doesn't mean that the FDA always gets to everybody and the USDA doesn't always enforce like they should, but at least there's some standard set. In other words, my own representation, now you're trusting the food grower, And I don't trust. I mean, I hate to say it, unless I know the farmer. And one way around all this, too, or another way I should say, in addition to the organic thing, is buy locally from people who you know.
Right.
I've contended for a long time, and I think this point has been made really well in some of the documentaries that are out there now, that one major problem that has happened is we're disconnected from our food supply. And back in the days when we used to buy locally grown stuff from people who we knew, people aren't likely to want to hurt the people that are neighbors to them. You know, so you go to a farmer's market and buy chicken breasts from some farmer who you establish a relationship, who says, this is the way I raise my animals and that sort of thing, and you get to know that person, that's another way to address this issue, too. And it sometimes allows people to get higher quality food because it's less expensive with all the middle men and women in between.
Yeah. All right. Some good food for thought, if you pardon the pun. Dr. Pam Popper, check out thewellnessforum.com, 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. ExtendYourLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
She passes the Doug test, Jennifer.
The Van Der Ert.
Yes, Van Der Ert.
Job.
Yeah, people wish she'd done the halftime show instead of MIA and what do we know about
Nicki Minaj?
MIA. LMA,
yeah.
Who is she?
Not much. I hate to admit it, but I knew LMFAO and I knew CeeLo, obviously, who was awesome, and I knew Nicki Minaj, but I had no idea who this chick was, but I knew she was famous, and then when she flipped everybody off, I thought.
Great.
You know,
so the question is,
somebody.
Obviously, she did this to get attention and gain attention.
Right. So people, yeah.
Will it help or hurt her career?
800.
She's the lesser known, for sure.
510-8255. MIA flips the bird. Everybody's heard about the bird.
What's the saying? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
There it is.
Because after a while, they forget what you did. They just remember that.
You'll never get invited back on television again, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Janet Jackson or Bono, who have made mistakes... Justin Timberlake, yes, he'll get invited back.
Yeah, MIA? But NBC's not happy with her. No,
no they're not.
800-510-8255. Okay, in league with the conversation about Super Bowl 2012, Tom Brady may have some revenge on some of his fellow players. I'll tell you that in a second. Here's what I'd like to know in terms of a 2020 quiz. This is the 2020 news quiz about the Super Bowl. A record number of Americans watched this game. The total that was spent by America in terms of spending, and I'm talking about from top to bottom now, we've had all kinds of numbers that have been sloshing around here for the last week or two as to how big the game is, how much people are going to eat, how much did they spend. 173 million Americans apparently watched, almost 174, Jennifer. 174 million people watched the game, 171 last year. And as a result of that, consumer spending for the Super Bowl reached an all-time high as well. and we were breaking it down as to whether it was $60 or $80 or whatever it was, 60-something dollars. All right, so here's your math quiz.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Total ready. Super Bowl spending is expected, or was expected to be $64 a person. Right? $64. We're talking about general merchandise, apparel, snacks, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The average game watcher spent $64.
Per person.
$64 per person. So multiply that out and tell me how much did Americans spend this year to celebrate the Super Bowl. 800-510-8255. What's the total dollar amount? It's obviously in the billions. Person gets the closest answer, closest to the real answer, gets the prize.
Wow.
How much? That's what we went in. How much did they spend? Or did you spend? 28 past the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. 844-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
So far, Monday, the 6th of February, 2012, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and you at 800-510-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, some of the side shows, if you will, that you may or may not have paid attention to, the commercials, especially a lot of people are talking about that. It's February, and it's Heart Month, also Valentine's Month, some information on heart and health. Coming up as well, here's the question we're working on now. This is the 2020 news quiz having to do with the Super Bowl. Requires you to do a little bit of math. All right, you can take a guess at this if you want to, or you can actually do the math and come up with something pretty close. I'm just looking to a number that is close to whatever, by the closest billion. We're really surprised, given the economy and the realities that most of us are living with in terms of our own economic realities, what we have and we don't have to spend, I find these numbers more than shocking, frankly. The average consumer involved in game watching spent $64 on various merchandise, apparel, snacks, traveling, whatever. So if there are 174 million of you watching the game, what's the number that we're looking for? I find it just beyond belief, frankly, that people spend so much money on the Super Bowl. But that's me. 800-510-8255. What is the number that you, as Americans, spent to celebrate the Super Bowl in terms of all of the various things that are attached to it? And is that why so many people are so excited to be advertising the Super Bowl? Because it influences so much buying during the course of the year. Are you influenced by what you see on the Super Bowl? For example, there are a number of spots. We're asking you in our poll today, which of the car commercials was your favorite, the Chevy, the Honda, the Acura, the Chrysler, Volkswagen, Audi, or Kia. But in general, I think over on Facebook, we want to know just what your favorite spot was, your favorite Super Bowl commercial. Jennifer's monitoring that. Several of you have talked about the long form. Now, here's how smart these people are. They run a 30-second spot and say, go to our website to see more. And perhaps the best example of that is Kia's spot using this Adriana Lima, who apparently is...
Is that who she is?
She was also in the Pro Flowers commercial, too. She was in many...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right, yeah. So there is this big movement. They've uploaded a video of this Adriana Lima to YouTube. She is attractive.
Yeah, she's hot.
Right.
Okay. There's a 5-minute YouTube, it looks like, video here, Richie, We are talking about at DougStephan.com. No, 5 hours. Is it 5 minutes?
5 hours.
5 hours of her waving the flag in every conceivable way you can imagine. So I don't, listen, this is all about movement.
Who has time to do that, really? It's
5 hours.
Oh, time to get
for
a
Kia spot. Right. All right. So that's that story. She, it's sort of the beginning of a dream sequence race during the Super Bowl. And all of the, it's a slow motion thing. If you go there to it, you'll see that this, all the 5 hour flag waving, it's had so far 330,000 views.
She will get your attention, that's for sure.
She will get your attention.
Yep. We all stopped and looked for a second.
We did.
Or two.
As a matter of fact. Yep. A moment or two. Supposedly the most desirable woman in the world, according to, is it Maxim?
I'd never heard of her.
No.
Maxim's got a good way of finding those type of women.
I think she did some with Victoria's Secret. She's been all over the place.
800-510-8255. So what was the total number for the prize here, Doug Stephan Prize, that you as Americans spent this year on the Super Bowl? The essence of Tom Brady, even though he was not the winning quarterback, listen to this. 34 years old. Jennifer will be happy to tell you he's better looking than most movie stars.
Oh, yeah. He's like an Adonis. But he's
married to a supermodel. Mm. Has 3 Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
Most people thought he was pretty funny when he hosted Saturday Night Live. He's a pretty good sport, apparently. There was, I don't know, wasn't there a spoof when he couldn't throw the football to win the teddy bear?
Fumbled too early. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Yes. It's like a carnival thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Now, Brady is actually worth more money than Mitt Romney. Did you know that?
No way, really?
Tom Brady is worth more, according to Sports Illustrated.
You mean Tom and Michelle Bunchkin?
Together, yes.
Yes,
Giselle.
Together.
Giselle, thank you.
Giselle Bunchkin. How do you pronounce your name?
Bunchkin.
Right.
But Bunchkin is funny, too. This, like Munchkin.
this past year, 2011, he won. Well, maybe he did win. He made $34 million in salary and endorsements. He's in the first year of a 4-year, $72 million contract with the Patriots. His wife, Giselle, earned $45 million plus last year as a model. So the two of them make more money than Brad and Angelina. Matter of fact, they're the highest paid celebrity couple of last year. And his net worth is estimated to be closer, the two of them together, estimated to be close to $340 million. And Romney's wealth is estimated about $250 million.
So, you know what I found interesting?
Well, I don't even know what the quarterback's name is for the Giants.
What? It's Eli Manning.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a famous guy.
Is he one of the Mannings?
Yes. He's the brother of Peyton.
Yeah. I thought the Peyton Manning commercial for Domino, wasn't it? No, it was Papa John's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm out of work. Got to do something.
Hey, the guys, guys are coming out onto the field to throw the toy.
Peyton Manning is a very funny guy.
He broke his neck, you know, Dougie. He's been out all season.
Yeah, he's not playing next year.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're going to trade him away, and he's going to
retire.
He's been cleared by the NFL. He hasn't been cleared by the Colts.
Yeah, the team would be afraid.
Colts, they're not going to want to pay the money for a guy with a broken neck.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Jason's in Mount Vernon, Ohio, WMVU. Hi. How you doing, WMVO? Did I say WMVU?
You did.
Jason.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right, how are you, Doug Stephan?
I'm well, thank you. Satisfied with the results of the game yesterday?
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, you wanted the Patriots to win.
I wanted the Patriots. Yeah. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It was a great game.
What did you think of all of the commercials that you watched? Which one did you think was the best?
The one with the dog.
The Volkswagen one? Volkswagen spot.
The Darth Vader theme.
Yeah? Where'd you get that?
One with the Bud Light beer.
I don't remember the one with the Bud Light beer. Where they made the Bud Light bottle?
Yeah. He kept passing beer out.
The dog. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one you like better. That one. You weren't talking about the Volkswagen dog ad. You're talking about the Budweiser dog ad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, listen. There were so many. I didn't think there was a total
dog.
24. Weren't there 24 commercials? Do I have that number right?
I have more here.
You do have more than 24?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, why don't you play one of them, Richie, just to keep us happy?
Well, hold on. I'm just getting from one to the other. So
all right, okay. So, Jason, do you know how much money you and everybody else spent for celebration purposes for the Super Bowl?
No, I don't.
Want to take a guess? No, I don't.
$4 billion.
How much?
$4 billion.
Would you believe $11 billion?
Whoa.
$11 billion.
I wasn't much.
Spent by consumers on Super Bowl merchandise. All of the various things that were...
That's a lot of Patriot flags.
Like a few weeks before the television started selling. Pretty much right after Christmas, people went to work, and there were people redecorating their homes. Food and beverages, apparel, all that kind of stuff. So grocery stores, apparel chains, electronic stores, sporting goods stores, home furnishing stores saw all of this money being spent. About 74% of it was spent on that sort of thing. Apparel, accessories, decorations, that sort of. I just don't even begin to understand how people think that that is appropriate, but I guess
we just had a couple of friends over, and I must have gone out and spent $50.
Did you?
Yeah,
just for the hay of it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jason, hold on just a second. We're going to play a few of these.
All right, here's the Bud Light Rescue Dog. It's basically this guy got a dog from the pound. This is the one he liked, and the dog's name's Wego, I think, is it?
Thank you, buddy.
What?
You got a dog?
Yeah, he's a rescue dog. Name's Wego.
Wego? What kind of name is that?
Call him.
Here we go.
Now he's running into the refrigerator, grabs a beer, and brings it out to the guy.
No. Yep.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And as more and more people show up to the party,
here we go.
This little dog is running his little tail off.
Here we go. That's clever, I think, actually. Yeah, good.
The cool thing about this commercial is at the end of it, the little dog runs all over and gets beers for everybody. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, he pushes a cooler out and it says Support Rescue Associations.
Good. That's good.
Very cool. Yeah.
All right, in a moment, we have some health and wellness items that are of interest and important. Health and medical highlights, in fact, coming right up here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about a chicken with its head cut off. Okay, how many times do we say to ourselves, I'm running around like a chicken without a head? Now, number one, has anybody ever seen a chicken without a head? Number two, if you did, you would probably think that that chicken is deceased. And yet, believe it or not, a chicken can live 1 minute after it's having its head cut off. And there is documentation that says there was actually one chicken that went on to live for 18 minutes. What's the point? Yeah, things might not be good right now, but life goes on. Don't worry about it. Don't say you're running around with a chicken without a head. Just say to yourself, at this very moment, things are not as organized as I would like them to be, but they will be, because I will be like that chicken who crossed the road. I will take my time. I will get to my destination, and then things will be great for me. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hey, guys, let's face it.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
All right, so we have at DougStefan.com a pretty interesting story about what started, at least outwardly, with Sylvester Stallone, who you may remember was caught with 48 vials of human growth hormone in an airport, I think, someplace.
Hey, yo, don't touch those vials, eh?
All right. Apparently, this thing has been used instead of steroids, or maybe in place of steroids. It's been used by baseball players.
Yeah.
It's been used by any or everybody. If you're over 50 and you want to be ripped, this is perhaps what you're taking or
guy's
what you want.
Do what a guy's got to do, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Rich.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty good. I'm going to call you Sly.
It gives you energy and vibrancy, Richard.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more than that, too.
All right. Let's see. Here's a guy who says, we have an unnamed quote from an unnamed person. Quote, I'll tell you why I took HGH in the first place. I love it when I was in my 20s, and like other pathetically insecure Hollywoodites, I had an internal panic that led me to curiosity, and then I explored the options I had, and I found out that the best option I had was HGH. Now, here's what you need to know. You can spend $10,000 a year on HGH. But you really can activate your own, because in your system, you have the ability to produce human growth hormones. Part of what
get out of town.
Yeah. And so what you really need is to understand that you can activate your own. What you're looking for is a supplement that activates your own human growth hormone, not taking it from animals or other sources. All right? That's the basic underlying thing. It's replaced Botox as the actor's choice for the fountain of youth. But you need to take your own, something to stimulate your own system, okay? It is the season of love, which means a lot of us will try to make our special someone happy this Valentine's Day. As Kendra Johansson finds out, there are some surprising secrets to maintaining a healthy relationship and some special gifts to really make your heart flutter.
Valentine's Day is upon us again, and MSN Living Relationship expert Andrea Sirtash says whether you're married, single, or attached, there are some secrets to love to keep close to your heart.
Every great relationship has its ups and downs, so keep your expectations in check. One tip I always tell couples is to enjoy an active life together and a dynamic life apart. Have outlets outside of your relationship. Another secret? It's okay to fight. It's not that you fight, but how you fight that will determine your connection. And finally, we're all busy, so it's okay to schedule time for romance.
Sirtash says spontaneity is important, and MSN Living offers plenty of inspiration.
Get your spark back by surprising your sweetheart. By visiting living.msn.com, you can find lots of great gift ideas, romantic getaways, and a variety of tips to really spice up your Valentine's Day.
For more couplehood and individual inspiration, log on to living.msn.com. That's Lifestyles from MSN.
Living, winning, here on Good Day 51 After.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tales.
Now 30, what's right in the notice? It's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Who's this?
I don't know. I said, how time flies from 30 to now.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
This is from a movie called He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Which was the number one movie 3 years ago on this date. It's by Corrine Bailey Rae called I'd Like To. That's the name of the song. See if we can pick that up here.
Used to spend our summer having parties on the drive.
I like it.
I've never heard it before. I didn't see that movie. I don't remember the song. Anyway, we're into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with an overview of what did what at the box office over the weekend. I will tell you, I went to see Man on a Ledge, which was very satisfying. I thought the movie did a great job of telling a story, and I found myself at least four or five times thinking, wow, this is a little uncomfortable in that it kept you on the ledge, literally, where the action was. You're wondering if the good guys are actually going to really win in the end. And I didn't... The woman who played the lead...
Does the whole movie take place on the ledge?
Yes, pretty much.
See, that to me seems stupid. They catch your attention, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's
it
why it's great. Called Man on a Ledge.
Yeah, I know, but...
Elizabeth Banks is the lead, correct?
Now, what's her story? Where have I seen her before?
Doug's got another crush.
She's been in a lot of films. She was in she played George Bush's wife in Oliver Stone's movie.
Okay, that's her.
She's done so many different diverse roles. She's probably been about 20 films in the last 5 years.
Yeah, she did a good job in this.
I just want to say, in terms of the Super Bowl, the commercials. I thought Clint Eastwood's commercial was the best. It was quite powerful, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I only heard his voice in it, but that's one of in our poll at DougStephan.com, we're asking you what your favorite Super Bowl car commercial was. And
you know, actually, I don't know if you read it the same way, but I think in a lot of ways it was sort of a disguised commercial on the sadness of bipartisanship and how it's really hurting the country. If you watch it again, I think that was the message of it.
I definitely saw that in it.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. All right, so shall we do a... I don't want to do the contest because it's...
Elizabeth Banks looks kind of like Elizabeth Shue.
You think?
She did a little, you're right.
Yeah. All right. Chucker has the results of the box office in a matter of moments. Maybe a few more comments on some of the video parts of the Super Bowl game. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopard, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with an overview of the movies this weekend. I saw Man on a Ledge and Big Miracle, which I thought was...
Me and my wife and daughter went to see Big Miracle, too. I liked it. I didn't think it was as good as The Dolphin's Tale. But, you know, it came in actually fourth. It did, underperforming $8.5 million in business. I have a problem with a lot of parents. Why they continue to take their kids to all the animated stuff, and when the studio makes a decent or good live-action movie, give to families, they don't show up.
Yeah, that's the story with this movie. This movie would be a great family movie, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter at the end stood up and applauded, which was good.
Good. But no, well, all the kids, they played emotionally on kids. That was a very important part of the movie, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, I had to explain to her, you know, apologize that there was no zombies in it, but she got over that.
Right, okay, good. All right, what's the rundown?
The number one film is a genre movie chronicle about three teenagers who gain telekinetic powers, $22 million in business. Pretty good. The budget was just $13 million. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very good, and it's going to have strong cult appeal down the road. The Woman
that wasn't
in Black,
a prequel to X-Men, is it?
No, but it has similarities in some ways. It's very dark last act, and I like that a lot. The Woman in Black, Haunted House Thriller with Daniel Radcliffe, opened $21 million to play second. Good for him, as he could open a film post Harry Potter. The Grey with Liam Neeson plays third, $9.5 million, $34 million in 2 weeks of release. I think this is the best film release so far this year. Big Miracle, as we said, $8.5 million. And Underworld Awakening ran out the top five. The film's done $54 million in 3 weeks of release, $5.6 million over the week.
Chuck Curry running down the box office.